Wisconsin is getting older, and as the state ages, more people need long-term care. Despite that growing demand, many providers can't cover their bills. The state health department reported that 148 assisted living facilities closed voluntarily last year alone, and closures continued into this year, with many providers citing issues such as increased staffing costs and lagging state reimbursements. Addy Costello reports on the closures and the temporary solution aimed at stopping them.
From the outside, Rosalanda's assisted living home looks like any other house in the Madison neighborhood. And in many ways, Good Hand Care is like any other home. Residents read and watch TV together. Landa's twins visit the house and play in the yard. And in the kitchen, she and her mom prepare home-cooked meals. For today's lunch, Landa mixes tuna salad while her mom grills quesadillas for the picky eaters in the house. By 11, the table is set.
Lunch is ready, Pam. Lunch is ready, Babette.
Landa sits with residents at the small kitchen table. They play word games as they eat. Everyone tries to think of words that start with the letter R.
Instead of a mouse, it's a...
Yeah, that's what everyone was thinking. I don't know what I want to say that everybody's eating.
Up until a couple of months ago, Landa lived in the home alongside residents. With only four people in the house, Landa says...
You get to know them, like, thoroughly. You get to know them in their ups and downs, their good and their bads. They become kind of like a family.
But they're also customers. Landa says most pay for their care through Medicaid, but the government payments don't always match the cost of care. Early on, Landa remembers thinking,
I'm not going to be able to keep the house open.
Many providers haven't. WPR obtained records from 86 providers who closed in the last 5 years, displacing over 750 residents. Almost two-thirds listed low state reimbursements or staffing shortages in their reasons for closing. Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says the state's long-term care providers need help fast.
It's at a crisis point right now.
Last month, Governor Tony Evers directed the state health department to use pandemic relief dollars to increase reimbursements and set a minimum monthly payment for providers. That won't start until October, but Hanna says it's already helping.
I got phone calls the day of the announcement from providers who called and said, we were about to tell our board we needed to start closing procedures, but because of the minimum fee, we were able to stay open.
But that relief is only guaranteed through June of next year. Then it's up to the legislature to decide if the state will pay to continue the increase. Lawmakers already blocked the plan in April. While advocates and providers hope the increase will stick, they say it's not enough.
I don't think they understand it. They don't see it. They don't live it. We do.
That's Barbara Hendricks. She owns Marvin's Manor, an assisted living facility in Dodge County. To retain staff, Hendricks says she raised employee wages from around $14 to $17 an hour. But as staff wages got higher, Hendricks' Medicaid rate stayed the same. After covering costs with her own savings, Hendricks decided to close her other facility in Waupun last month, forcing 12 seniors to move.
Going to see the residents now, you can see they're sad. They're not home. They're just not home.
Hendricks says her Dodge County facility will just make it, but only because around half of the facility's residents pay privately. She says Medicaid pays her a little more than half of what she normally charges. While she's not expecting to get rich, she hopes to see a rate increase so she can afford to do more for all the seniors in her care.
Their life doesn't end coming to an assisted living. It shouldn't. They should still have fun and enjoy life. And we make that happen.
Whether it's paying for a concert from a local musician or making root beer floats, she still finds ways to splurge for her residents. Addy Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch.